Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Shovavim series, a special release of tools and principles to help increase self-understanding and control for a life of elevated Kedusha. One last strategy or piece that I would offer for trying to deal with the challenge of being in the ritualization, in the ritualizing stage of when a person is inching along and they're engaged in these rationalizations like we've been speaking about, and they're moving along in that process one bit at a time. But it's escalating and it's growing and it's building, and the preoccupation is very, very strong, and the ruminating is very, very strong, and all the excuses and the blaming and the comparison and the minimizing, it's all becoming very strong. So one other technique, call it a technique, it's really very simple, although it's incredibly challenging, is that when all that's going on, we are essentially falling into a trance further and further and further. And the parts of our brain that have our reality thinking, the parts of our brain that are connected to reality, to the consequences of our behaviors, to our actual clarity on life and our behaviors, all of that, those parts of our brain are literally starting to turn off. And these other parts of our brain that essentially are starting to move us into almost like a trance-like state are becoming more and more on. And that's how, over the course of the ritualizing stage, we move closer and closer towards the eventual compulsive behavior. And again, at that point, we're almost like not even really in a place of choice, because by that point, we're in such a trance and we're so disconnected from our conscious, rational, self-aware, reality-aware part of our brain that at that point, the compulsive behavior just kind of happens. So what can we do? What we really want to try and do to break that further submerging into that trance-like state is we want to find a way to touch back with reality, to simply touch back to reality. It's almost like somebody is like falling, God forbid, you know, is falling deeper and deeper into like these waves, like a rushing, you know, torrent in a river or a stream, and they're just getting pulled further and further down. And it's like the moment of being able to like pop up above the water and get a breath. Like, we want to touch back to reality. And the surest way to do that is by connecting with another person, is by calling someone, by reaching out and making contact with another human being, and even going so far as to tell them what's going on for you, so that you're not falling deeper and deeper into your isolated trance, because that trance can only take place when a person is in isolation. When a person is living in their own head, the preoccupation builds and the ritualization builds and eventually reaches a tipping point. So what we want to do is we want to get out of our head. We want to get out of our trance, out of our isolation, and we want to make contact with reality. And reality in its best form is with another person. So I would say there's two levels of doing this. One level would be to just call somebody and talk about anything in the world, anything in life. And that might be more comfortable, more accessible for some people. If a person's able to, and especially if this is a bigger struggle for you, then this is probably very important to do, is if there's somebody that you can be honest with, someone you can open up to, somebody that you're able to tell about the struggle. And again, because of the first video we spoke about, of the normalcy of all of this, the common nature of all this, that really should be accessible for every one of us, because you can essentially just assume that most people in your life that you know that are healthy can relate to this struggle and wouldn't hear you say that you struggle with this and be thinking like, that's crazy. They would probably think, yeah, me too. Maybe more, maybe less, but they would relate to it. And if there's a person in your life that you're able to share that with, and then you're able to call them when you are in this trance and tell them what's going on more openly and in a more real and direct way, and not just talk about anything, but actually tell them about what's going on, what you're doing is you're bringing yourself out of that trance and you're bringing it to light. And when you do that, you start seeing things more clearly again, because these parts of your brain start coming back online. So in the ritualization stage, as we go further and further into that trance-like isolated state, being wrapped up and submerged in our own minds, in our own trance, one of the best things we can do is to touch back to reality by calling another person, making contact with another human being.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.